Now, I took a call from Tim Renouf, who owns Wren Industries, an aluminium foil insulation company. And I've asked to speak to him again, to Tim, because he said we're looking at another pink batch disaster the way we're going. So I'd like Tim to explain that. Tim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Martin.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, Martin, the problem with the... what underpins the this mandatory disclosure of energy use in houses? I've got a series of options here in front of me. There's a meeting on tomorrow at 222 Russell Street in the city, and which is a public meeting, and people want to come. It's Mantra on Russell, and it's going to be run by a PR company, which is Incurious. And they're going to talk about different ways that you can reveal in the purchase or the sale of your house and renting a house, you're going to have to reveal how much energy and water use, to the best of my understanding, is going to happen on your property.
Yeah.
Now, one of the techniques is to reveal your house energy rating. Now, a house energy rating, some of your listeners might remember, started off 3-star, then it went to 4-star, 5-star, 6-star. We're at 6-star now. And the higher the star ratings, you've got to shovel more insulation into your house.
So hang on. So if you get 6 stars...
And 6 stars is meant to mean that your house is more energy efficient.
Right.
Now, the problem with the star ratings is they're fatally flawed. University of New South Wales knows this for a fact. And these revelations about what's wrong with it, the very thing that underpins this, the Green Police going to be marching into your house, is that if you get this certificate, and probably, I'm guessing, you staple it like a Section 32 to the back of your...
You pay $200 for it.
Yeah, like that. It'll be like getting your rates notice. It'll be just another thing that the real estate agent's going to have to, I presume, fix to the back of your certificate. If you have doubt that the energy rating isn't reliable, well then God knows what's going to happen. And the real reason that the house energy ratings are flawed, it's all been in, it was on the 730 report this year, 26th of April. It was first revealed that there's problems in it. It's been in the print media last year.
Well, just tell us.
What hasn't been fully revealed is that the house energy ratings are not, they're based on computer modelling. They're not based on real house testing.
Oh, the old modelling.
Yeah, see, Martin, you know what I'm talking about.
They love the modelling. Yeah.
It's shocking. And so, therefore, unless there is a nationwide program of testing houses for both summer and winter... I mean, I happen to make and testing different forms of insulation. Yes, I'm biased. I make insulation products that are made of aluminium, and they work, and they stop radiation coming into your house. Whereas when you put standard bats in your house, they soak it up, store it, and then you've got this nightmare situation if you're in a hot climate of your house being incubated. As Senator Mary Jo Fisher brilliantly said in Hansard last year, after she heard my opening day testimony to the Senate inquiry to the home insulation program. I gave testimony along with other lot of people, the 17th of February here in Melbourne last year.
Yeah.
And the senators, two Labor and two Liberal senators, it was all being filmed by ABC TV.
Yeah.
It was great. They saw what I was telling them. You can't put the bats in hot climates because they're only tested at laboratory measurements at 33 degrees centigrade maximum temperature. And that is what you don't have in an Australian roof space in summer. You've got 50, 60... 70 degrees, the bats are going to get overheated. I recommend for people that you put those fibre products in your ceiling for winter, then you've got to shield them with some kind of an aluminium foil product as like a deflection shield against incoming radiation.
God, nothing simple these days,
no,
is it?
No, there isn't.
All right, so what's your main problem with these inspectors coming or assessors coming to our homes?
Well, my main problem is the whole program should be shelved and put aside nationally. That means every state government's got to wake up to this. I've already made representations to the Department of Planning, Matthew Guy on this, on numerous stuff. I want them to basically pull the 6-star rating. Not beating around the bush here.
Yeah.
Get straight to the point. I want that 6-star pullback to either 5 or 4-star, and then in that period of just sort of like, let's go back a few ratchets, go and get a nationwide assessment for working out what insulations really do what they're claiming. What's being claimed by many insulation products is false in summer.
Well, how about
it's
the government...
on my website, if people want to read it, I've got a link to answer this solution.
But aren't we smart enough to insulate our homes ourselves, though? That's my point.
Well, that's like the nanny state. But we're all sick to... I'm in small business. I survived the home insulation program by just just buckling down and working hard.
Yes, but will you survive this federal Labor government?
Well, look, putting it bluntly, quoting a Liberal MP, I'm plagiarising him from a few months ago, I think it was on your program, it affected me so much that I've got to repeat what this guy said.
Just quickly, Tim, because we're running out of time.
That the aeroplane, the plane's going down and the oxygen masks have fallen on our laps. This is the problem, I'm sorry to get political, this is the problem that we're facing here, and it's very scary with, bad government decisions, one after the other. And our industry, we had about 50% of our industry practically went to the wall and went bankrupt.
Let's hope it doesn't happen again. Let's hope we don't have another pig batch. Thank you for that, Tim.
My pleasure.
Tim Renouf there, the owner of Wren Industries Aluminium Insulation.